DC, now back to Pat Morrison.
The numbers are staggering. The ports of Los Angeles and Long Beach, the biggest port combined on the West Coast, is 7,500 acres, 43 miles of waterfront, 26 cargo terminals that handle everything from luxury cruises to containers, automobiles, liquid and bulk type facilities, and shipments that are coming in from all over the world. It has helped to make Los Angeles prosperous, but it has also created traffic congestion and pollution problems that are of concern to the people who live there, hence plans by the port and by local and regional governments to do something about that. Now, BNSF Railway Company has proposed adding more capacity, more trucks, more cargo facilities in and out because it has reached its capacity of 1.5 million 40-foot cargo containers. There's also some question about where it's going to be sited and whether or not something can be done to keep down the kind of truck traffic that more cargo containers necessitates. We'll be talking to the mayor of Long Beach and officials about exactly what this means and what sort of compromise might be reached, given the fact that the railroad and the city and the ports have to work together on this. First, talking about the proposal for BNSF is Lena Kent. She is a spokeswoman for the railway company. Ms. Kent, thank you for joining us.
Thank you, Pat, for having me. I'd also like to thank Mayor Foster and the Professor Ashar for taking the time out to talk about what we think is a critical piece of needed infrastructure in this region. As the others on the call, and I'm sure many of your listeners know, much of the cargo arriving at the port is transported out in a few different ways. It can either go by truck to a local rail yard, or it may go stay in the basin for local consumption, or it may go out on dock and then transport through the Alameda corridor. In our particular situation, trucks or containers arriving at the port leave the port and head to our downtown rail yard, which is approximately 20 miles away. We are proposing to build a new facility in close proximity to the port, approximately 4 miles away, where trucks can travel just a short distance and load those containers onto rail cars that would then be transported out of the region via the Alameda corridor. Right now, there are millions of truck miles on the 710 and other local highways, and this new facility would decrease congestion on our local freeways.
The need for this is because you've already maxed out what you have working at L.A. Long Beach ports?
We are quickly reaching capacity at our facility. We continue to find creative ways to handle the volume at our Los Angeles facility. However, with the forecasted volumes coming our way, we know that there's a tsunami of containers coming and that we need to determine the long-term plan on handling those containers. If not, the congestion on the local freeways will continue to worsen.
The Port of Los Angeles was invited to join in this conversation, but they declined to join us because they said that they still need to consider an environmental review and other factors before the board of the port can consider the proposal. Bob Foster is the mayor of Long Beach. Of course, Long Beach has been a port city for a very, very long time. Mayor Foster, thank you for joining us.
Thank you, Pat. Pleasure to be here.
This is very much a case of on the one hand, on the other hand. I'm sure the port and the city would welcome more business, but there have already been real concerns expressed by the locals about the health consequences of just the kind of traffic you have now, let alone anything that's enhanced or increased.
Well, actually, it's not just the locals. If you look at the ports of Los Angeles and Long Beach, they are now the largest source of air pollution in Southern California, and that includes the truck traffic associated with it, truck and train. And while this specific proposal is now put forward in a way to try to make lessen traffic on arterials that leave the port, they're trying to do this in a way that's very clean, I think we have to do a couple of things. First of all, just to give you orders of magnitude, there are presently today between the ports of Los Angeles and Long Beach about 16 million 20-foot equivalent containers come into that port and are carried out. By 2020, that's expected to be 32 million. So you're looking at a doubling of the present containers. And the problem is you have the associated pollution along with it. So what the two ports have done is put a Clean Air Action Plan together, which lays a roadmap on how to clean the air better than what it is today with all that growth. And what we need to do is to now find the revenue to fund that plan and to link all the infrastructure projects, and I would include the BNSF proposal in that group, that they have to go hand in hand with environmental projects, because the truth is the air has to wind up being cleaner than it is today, no matter what the growth is. You know, you've read articles in the newspaper that, you know, we have a higher than three-time higher incidence of asthma in Long Beach than other areas do, than the statewide average. And the truth is, we're subsidizing with our kids' health inexpensive goods movement. So, as I've said several times, we are no longer going to tolerate our kids getting asthma so someone in Kansas can get a cheaper TV set. And whatever project is proposed, it's going to have to make a dramatic improvement to the environment, and it's going to have to be sensitive to neighborhoods.
So, Mayor Foster, is there any mechanism whereby BNSF Railway could sit down with other carriers, with other shippers, and come up with some kind of unified field plan rather than go individually into this? Because, as you pointed out with the Alameda Corridor is notoriously underused.
Yeah, it's a last number I saw, it's about 30% of capacity and increasing. And, you know, generally rail is a lot more effective and cleaner than putting out things on trucks. And the answer is certainly BNSF could sit down with the ports of both areas. And I know they've tried now to engage the neighborhood groups in terms of what the truck traffic is going to be like. The initial proposal I saw was for having only clean cargo handling equipment, clean trucks coming in and out of their facility. But, from our perspective here, what we want to make sure is that it doesn't matter what a specific project does. You have to look at the entire system. And are you going to be cleaner 10 years from now than you are today? Because the impacts associated with good movement, the health impacts, are every bit as important to health and safety as police and fire.
Ms. Kent, with BNSF Railway, is this something that you could see BNSF doing, sitting down with agencies and even your competitors to try to work out a larger scale plan to accommodate what it is you want to do and elements of the future in this?
Well, we have been sitting down with various groups to talk about the need for additional capacity, and we've been working very closely with the port to establish that. As the mayor said, we have reached out also to the community groups, and they as well are not happy with the status quo, and I think many of them out there as well can see that this project can bring air quality improvements to that region.
If you have a point of view on this, if you live in the Long Beach area, the greater port area, if you have some ideas, if you have some reaction to the proposal to expand cargo capacity through BNSF and eventually, I'm sure, from some of the other carriers, give us a call at 866-893-5722. You can also text or email to ask@kpcc.org. The mayor's point was about pollution, not wanting someone in Kansas City to have a cheaper television at the expense of the health of the people in Long Beach. 866-893-5722 is the number. Ashaf Ashar is a researcher at the National Ports and Waterways Institute of the Department of Planning and Urban Studies at the University of New Orleans. Thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you. It's my pleasure.
Is this an issue that's really been neglected, a larger scale sense of planning overall for ports and port expansion, or has the growth of the ports of L.A. and Long Beach come upon us so suddenly that there was no way to anticipate these needs?
The latter is correct. The issue is a little bit more complex. About 50% of the cargo which is handled by the twin ports, Los Angeles, Long Beach, is destined to the Midwest and the Northeast by rail, which means that the containers zip through the port probably with a very limited economic impact, which means there's no distribution activity, warehousing, very limited banking or longshoreman activity. Basically, it's like a highway that goes through the port. The containers are going straight, supposedly, if it's very efficient, from the vessel all the way to New York or to Chicago. Now, the project by itself is a noble project. You want to substitute truck miles by rail, which is very nice, very efficient. But you may ask yourself if the overall, you know, the mayor talked about the 2020 famous plan of doubling the capacity of all these San Pedro Bay ports, which is really congested. Why double it if 50% is going to New York or to Chicago, and there are alternative ways to handle this cargo, which means you can use other ports along the West Coast, say Mexico or Canada. you can go through the canal, what we call all water, or through the Suez. So the key issue is not this specific project of the BN Yard, which is a very noble project, no doubt. The key issue is the overall system whereby we shove all this Asian cargo through the Los Angeles Long Beach corridor all the way to New York or to Chicago. Do we really need to do it?
Mr. Foster, Mayor Foster of Long Beach, would Long Beach be prepared to give up even that small economic advantage of perhaps longshore workers, even though the cargo is heading off into distant parts of the country, and say, all right, send it to Mexico or send it to Canada, as Mr. Ashar suggested?
Well, actually, we've actually made that that statement before. I mean, it's even worse than that. By 2020, about 70% of that cargo is destined outside of California. So, you know, we are now, look, these ports are now national assets. They're going to have to be viewed as such. And, you know, whether or not any one city has the ability to stop that is a matter of some question. But we really have to deal with the impacts are felt here. The economic impacts are important, but the health impacts completely overwhelm them. This is, I mean, between the ships, the trains, and the trucks, produce an extraordinary amount of air pollution. And the ports have recognized this. They have now developed a plan to clean this air, but it's going to cost a lot of money. It's probably to fully fund all these activities is probably on the order of $8 to $10 billion. And my point is this: that's the priority number one. So if you want to ship cargo through the port of Los Angeles and Long Beach, then you're going to have to contribute to making sure this is dramatically cleaner. There's going to have to be a container fee or have to be a cargo fee that pays for this impact. Because what's happening is we're getting the destruction of our health so someone else can get cargo somewhere in some other part of the country. And there's no fee in it to mitigate this. So the BNSF project is one among many. And, in fact, I would also add that the improvements in technology, for example, a magnetic levitation train that comes from the ports right into the BNS and into the intermodal yard is what it is, that ought to be looked at. That doesn't require any trucks. We really have to look outside the box and make sure that we're doing things in infrastructure that are going to improve the health of our citizens here. So it is the number one issue in terms of the environment, certainly in Long Beach. And we're going to have to be able to now charge a fair share to be able to clean up the environment to all those who are receiving the benefit of that cargo across the country.
Mr. Ashar at the University of New Orleans, the mayor mentioned thinking outside the box. We'll think about outside the container box to maybe even a two-tier system, given that so much is being sent, the cargo is being sent elsewhere in the country. Would it even be feasible to consider a two-tier system where you might bring in trucks for local distribution but have some kind of train system, as the mayor suggested, to get out the cargo on trains that's going elsewhere than California or even Southern California?
You know what? Let's take the number a little bit. The mayor was talking about $8 to $10 billion required to mitigate all this congestion. Today, the two ports are handling about 16 million TEUs, she said. Half of it is supposedly not for California. So if we take this $8 billion and divide it by half of 16, which is 8 million, you're talking about an investment, a huge investment of $1,000 per TEU in order to mitigate the congestion.
Professor, so, TEU is the unit, the transit exactly. Transport unit?
Exactly. It's a 20-foot equivalent container. That is a unit whereby the throughput and the capacity of a port is measured. You know, containers come in two sizes, 20 and 40 feet. So in order to make them equivalent, you said that the 40 is supposedly 220s. But let's go to this national asset idea. Yes, correct. It's a very, very important national asset. And the question is whether or not the country as a whole should shoulder this huge investment in the San Pedro Bay. Maybe the country will be better off supposedly in encouraging the cargo that goes to New York to go directly to New York by water. Maybe this is our interest. Why cross this landmass by containers, by rail or by truck? Maybe only the express or the very important which is willing to pay the cost, should go intermodally.
Lena Kent with BNSF Railway, which is proposing an expansion of its facility to another rail yard. What about some of these ideas? Could BNSF work with a national proposal rather than just thinking locally and about getting freight out of Long Beach, for example, electrifying a train rather than building some maglev system? It costs about 1% of the cost of a new maglev system. Is there some larger proposal that BNSF could get on board with?
Well, we've certainly looked at a number of different alternatives, and we're interested in working with the state and environmental groups to come up with a system that actually would work. The issue here is that these containers are coming. They're coming whether or not we build this facility, and we have to be ready to handle them. And these particular types of technologies are not currently available. And if we wait for a perfect system, we're going to face gridlock on our highways and worse air pollution.
Mayor Foster, do you think that's as grim as Ms. Kent puts it? She's got a business to deal with. BNSF wants to keep the cargo coming into the port.
Now, you know, I don't think it's as grim as she's talking about. Look, I always hear this, the containers are coming. You know, if they're coming, that's fine. I want to make sure that there's a fee and a charge associated with those containers to take care of both infrastructure improvements and to clean up the environment at the same time. You know, the problem you get into here, Pat, is we all worry about, well, we got all this business coming in. We have to figure out a way to move the freight faster and move it in higher volumes and higher velocity. If we concentrate on that and don't make a decision now to make sure that we protect our citizens' health and make people who are benefiting from that cargo pay for that cleanup, we will never do it effectively. And we'll wind up with a health catastrophe down the road. So I'm not saying we can't do both. I think you can do both. But first priority is get the money associated with the environmental cleanup and couple it with the infrastructure project so you know you have the cleanup. That is first and foremost. Don't tell me you're going to do it later. Don't tell me you're going to do it some other time. You're going to do it now.
Mr. Ashar, the points that both of our guests have made are good, that the containers are going to keep coming, the cargo is going to keep coming. You can't stop the flow of this. Is it possible to keep the cargo coming and at the same time have some parallel planning for a larger, more comprehensive, and perhaps more radically rethought system of delivering that cargo?
No, it's very simple. For example, if you put tax on containers that do not remain in California, that can go elsewhere, instead of encourage them by improving the rail connection and so on, most of the containers that go by rail do not belong in California. They go somewhere else. So if you tax these containers, then you will save on probably developing of new port facility, new rail yard, improve all the air pollution and so on. That's the key here, to decide that what we should handle is our containers, the containers that have economic impact in our backyard. If somebody would like to cross our facility and go to Chicago, let him pay full cost.
Mr. Foster, you were planning to say something.
Yeah, I was, because the tax is the wrong word. This is not a tax. This is a charge that reimburses this area for what it's already experiencing. This is not a tax. This is to pay for costs that all of us are experiencing. You know, the truth is all these costs are in the system now, every bit of them. If you add up the health costs, you add up the premature deaths, you add up the lost time of work, if you add up all those costs, which people are really paying, it far exceeds the number I gave you of $8 to $10 billion. Far exceeds it. And you can check the California Air Resources Board document on that. The truth is the costs are in the system. We've got, you know, now we've got to internalize them and make the appropriate people pay those costs. It's not a tax. It's a fee to be able to take care of problems that exist today. We need our people's health to be improved as a result of cargo movement, and that has to be done first.
Ladies, gentlemen, thank you. Mayor Bob Foster of Long Beach, Lena Kent, a spokesman for BNSF Railway, which is proposing a cargo capacity expansion of its operations in the Long Beach Los Angeles Ports, and Asaf Ashar, who is a researcher at the National Ports and Waterways Institute at the University of New Orleans. We invited the Port of Los Angeles to join us for this segment, but they declined, citing the need to consider environmental review and other factors before its board can begin to consider this expansion proposal. When we come back, we're going to be talking about the drop in numbers and in rates of cancer deaths for the second year in a row and what this bodes for treatment and for patients. Well, that's when we come back.
Programming on 89.